Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Yo, minasan. Manga Sensei Podcast. Hey, yo, koso. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei. And today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's most epic language in 5 minutes or less. And today's kind of a special episode. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the past three grammar points that we've talked about and talk about the differences between them and talk about how they're used in sentences, because there's a lot of different grammar points that actually shoot off of these three. And if you understand the basis of how these work, the next grammar points will be a lot easier for you to understand. So this is more of an explanation episode talking about the differences and the sentence structure of using dake, bakari, and shika. I elaborated this a little bit on the last episode, but I felt like it was good to dive into this because I feel like these are easily confused with one another. You'll often hear people say, use dake in a sentence where it could be bakari or shika, and it's good to clarify these things now. So dake would indicate something that is only that one thing. If I talked about hon dake, it's only a book. It's only this book, and I'm referring to that thing individually. Now, if I use bakari, it's only books, and it could be a plural. That's the difference between those main two things there, is that it's a singular versus a plural, and it's that thing dake. Now, I could say, boku wa nihongo dake hanasemasu. I only speak Japanese. Or, however, the difference would be with bakari, in that case, would be like, watashi wa nihongo bakari hanashimasu. I speak nothing but Japanese, to say that's the only thing I will speak. However, shika is different in the fact that it does use a negative connotation. Not negative in the fact that you're thinking like, oh, you stink, or your Japanese isn't good, or whatever it is. Shika simply means that the sentence or the verb needs to be negative, or the adjective. For example, if I say, boku wa pan shika tabenai, I don't eat anything but bread. So I need the taberu, the verb to eat, taberu, to become negative, tabenai. And this could be used in past tense as well. So for example, I could say, boku wa nihon shika ikenakatta. I was only able to go to Japan. Because I've made that negative, doesn't matter if it's past tense or not. Now, here comes the tricky part. There's a lot of different verbs that can be used or things that you can put on there. A common one, for example, is using dake dewa naku, nani nani te bakari iru, as we talked about in this podcast. But there's also things like using bakari ka, which is an implied question. Or you can use bakari ka and then after use sae, which is common in like the Japan Times grammar book. You'll see a lot of things like that, combining bakari and dake. However, those more so rely not so much on the words when you use other grammar points, but more so the particles that come after them that change some of the meaning there. For example, you'll often see things like kore dake de, just that, using de for the form of des or form of because, or kore bakari de, it was only things like that. Or even you'll sometimes see bakari ka or bakari ni, dake ni. Those are simply more relying, I believe, on the particle use rather than the actual changing of the entire grammar pattern, unless you're talking about an individualized colloquialism. So this podcast, I really wanted to break those three things down so people aren't confused by the way that this word for only is used. Tomorrow, we're going to start in on something somewhat fun. We're going to be starting on using buts in Japanese, and you know that is why I cannot lie, because I like Japanese buts, like shikashi and temo, and my wife is shaking her head. Okay, yeah. Starting this week, we're going to start on a new topic, which is talking more about sentences that use negation in the middle of the sentence, which is going to be a lot of fun. But until then, I will catch you tomorrow, but remember, minasan. 日本語的に進歩必要があれば、やっぱり間違いも必ず必要なんです。ですから、今から間違ってしかだけばかり、3の言葉3つとも使ってみましょう。今からよろしくお願いします。皆さん、また明日。じゃあね。
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.